blessed presence of a smiling face. Stepping in the building doors of my brand new place. We must have caught the elevator at the same time. I met a smile with a high and kept my peace of mind. I couldn't help but notice she pressed the same floor as me. You see, I just moved in the building, apartment 303. Still, I didn't speak. I kept my thoughts and observed. She had a shy look about her, like, please don't disturb. I noticed something on her face, a small cut or a scrape. Right below her eye, the type of thing that goes away. She was beautiful still, stood about 5'6", calm, coated complexion, with the prettiest of lips. Elevator stopped, doors proceeded to open. I walked out, she followed me, and I pretended not to notice. When I got to my spot, I acted like I forgot which keys opened the locks, with hopes that she'd stop. But she kept on pushing, paid no attention to me. I saw she stayed in 302, right next to 303. That got me thinking, I'm gonna meet her, take my time and move slow. But it's not what I say to a man, it's what I know, what I know.
Sometimes I know she feels like nothing in life will ever be right. But I know if she keeps her head up, everything in this world will be fine. So dear Lord, I pray to you, I hope you will forgive her for the things that she do. And I don't know what to say to you, but that's what the thing that born through, born through.
Now the days slowly pass and turn into weeks. Weeks turned to months, I wondered when would we meet. I used to pay attention to her little things that she did, like the time she came home and who she was with. I seen a couple of friends, never no men, and even stranger every weekend, baby stayed in. So now I'm thinking, how could so much beauty be so lonely? She's such a cutie, wanna stop her, say excuse me, I admire you truly. But a sophisticated business suit, looking like a teacher, with glasses holding books, lets me know that she's a thinker. Is she out of my league? Ain't no way to be certain. See her smile like she happy, but inside I think she hurtin'. Wonder if she noticed, even thought about meeting me. Cause every time we passed, she used to smile so sweetly. But I would stick to subtle highs and small talk passing by, and never let her know that at night I heard her cry, heard her cry.
Sometimes I know she feels like nothing in life will ever be right. But I know if she keeps her head up, everything in this world will be fine. So dear Lord, I pray to you, I hope you will forgive her for the things that she do. And I don't know what to say to you,
was a Sunday when I finally met her. November 19th, I swear I'll never forget her. She had a look on her face, a pure innocence, like everything she hated it left, and there were no more regrets. Beautiful white dress, makeup done by the best, just inside the church doors, about to be blessed. I made my way up past the pews, stood by her side. I told her I've been wanting to meet you for the longest time. With no reply, I kept on, told her how I admired her, wished to be beside her, hold her tight and confide in her. Slid a note inside her hand, whispered, may God be with you, hope you made the right decision. Just remember I miss you, and there ain't nothing I can do. She had prior engagements, wish I had done better to change your arrangements. Can't help but shed a tear to think how close we could have been. Wish I had a chance to do it all again. Cause hindsight is 20/20, should have seen all the signs, from the pain in the eyes to how she laid awake and cried. So instead of bringing roses to our very first date, I'm laying flowers on a casket at a suicide wake. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone. Dear Lord, she's gone.